How to Bring Men to Christ by R.A. Torrey. Chapter 11, being read by Peter John Pierces, also known as Brian Dean. Dealing with the willful and the deluded. The willful, number one. There are several varieties of the willful. There are those, for example, who say, I do not wish you to talk to me. In such a case, it is usually best to give some pointed passage of Scripture, let it talk for itself, and then leave the person alone to reflect upon it. Romans 6, verse 23, Hebrews 10, verses 28 to 29, Hebrews 12, verse 25, Mark 16, 16, Proverbs 29, 1, and Proverbs 1, verses 24 to 33, are passages which are good for this purpose. Then there are those who say, I cannot forgive, Matthew 6, 15, and Matthew 18, verses 23 to 35, are good to use as showing that they must forgive or be lost. Philippians 4:13 and Ezekiel 36:26 will show them how they can forgive. There are a great many people who are kept from Christ by an unforgiving spirit. Sometimes this difficulty can be removed by getting the person to kneel in prayer and ask God to take away their unforgiving spirit. I once reasoned a long time with an inquirer who was under deep conviction but was held back from accepting Christ by a hatred in her heart towards someone who had wronged her. She kept insisting that she could not forgive. Finally, I said, let us get down and tell God about this matter. To this, she consented, and scarcely had we knelt when she bursted into a flood of tears and the difficulty was removed, and she accepted Christ immediately. There are those again who say, I love the world too much. Mark chapter 8, verse 36 is the great text to use with this class. Luke 14:33 will show the absolute necessity that the world be given up. Luke 12, verses 16 through 20, 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, will show the folly of holding on to the world, and Psalms 84, verse 11, Romans 8, 32, will show that the Lord will hold back no good thing from them. There are those who say, I cannot acknowledge a wrong that I have done. Proverbs 28, 13, will show the wretchedness and woe that is sure to follow unless the wrong is acknowledged. Others will say, I do not want to make a public confession. Romans 10:10, Matthew 5:32-33 will show that God will accept nothing else. Mark 8:38, John 12:42-43, and Proverbs 29:25 will show the peril of not making it. There are those who say, I want to have my own way. Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9 will show how much better God's way is, and Proverbs 14:12 shows the consequences of having your own way. Finally, there are those who say, I neither accept Christ nor reject Him. Matthew 12:30 will show that they must do one or the other. This verse has been used to the conviction of a great many. Number two, the deluded. A. Under this head come the Roman Catholics. A good way to deal with a Roman Catholic is to show him the necessity of a new birth and what the new birth is. John chapter 3, verses 3, 5, and 7 shows the necessity of the new birth. What the new birth is shown in Ezekiel 36, verses 25 to 27, 2 Corinthians 5:17, 2 Peter 1:4. Many Roman Catholics understand the new birth to mean baptism, but it can be easily shown that the language does not fit baptism. Further than this, in 1 Corinthians 4:15, Paul says to the Corinthian Christians, he had begotten them again through the gospel. If the new birth means baptism, he must have baptized them. But in 1 Corinthians 1:14, he declares he had not baptized them. Acts chapter 8, verse 13, 21, and 23 shows that a man may be baptized, and yet his heart may be, quote, right in the sight of God, unquote. Shows that a man may be baptized, and yet his heart not be right in the sight of God. So he has neither part nor lot in this matter. It is well to take a step further and show the inquirer what the evidence of the new birth are. 1 John chapter 2, verse 29, 1 John 3, verse 9 and 14 through 17, 1 John 5, 1 and 4 give the biblical evidences of the new birth. The next question that will arise is how to be born again. This question is answered in John chapter 1, verse 12, 1 Peter 1, 23, James 1, 18. Acts 3:19 is a good text to use with Roman Catholics as it shows the necessity of repentancy and conversion. What repentancy is will be shown by Isaiah 55:7, Jonah 3:10, Still another way of dealing with Roman Catholics is by showing them that it is the believer's privilege to know that he has eternal life. Roman Catholics almost always lack assurance. They do not know that they are forgiven, but hope to be forgiven someday. If you can show them that we may know that we are forgiven and that we have eternal life, it will awaken in a great many of them a desire for this assurance. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13 shows that it is the believer's privilege to know. Acts 13, verses 38 and 39, Acts 10, verse 43, John 3, 36 are very useful in leading them into this assurance. Still another way of dealing with them, but it is not best to use it until you have already made some progress with them, is to show them the advantage of Bible study. Good texts for this purpose are John chapter 5, verse 39, 1 Peter 2, verses 1 and 2, 2 Timothy 3, verses 13 through 17, James 1, verse 21 and 22, Psalms 1, verse 1 and 2, Joshua 1, 8, Mark 7, verse 7, 8, and 13, Matthew 22, verse 29. These texts, excepting the one in 1 Peter 2, verses 1 and 2, are all practically the same in the Douay or Roman Catholic Bible as they are in the Protestant Bible, and it is well oftentimes in dealing with the Catholic to use the Catholic Bible. Still another way of dealing with a Roman Catholic is to use the same method that you would be in dealing with an impenitent sinner. That is to awaken the sense that he is a sinner and needs Christ. For this purpose, use Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 and 38, Galatians 3, 10 and 13, Isaiah 53, verse 6. Many people think that there is no use in talking with Roman Catholics if they cannot be brought to Christ. This is a great mistake. Many of them are longing for something that they do not find in the Roman Catholic Church. And if you can show them from the Word of God how to find it, they come along very easily, and they make very earnest Christians. Do not attack the Roman Catholic Church. Give them the truth, and the errors in time will take care of themselves. Oftentimes, our attacks only expose our ignorance. There is one thing at which we always have the advantage of dealing with the Roman Catholic, that is, that there is peace and power in Christianity as we know it, that there is not in Christianity as they know it, and they appreciate the difference. B. Jews. The best way to deal with a Jew is to show him that his own Bible points to Christ. The most helpful passages are used in Isaiah chapter 53, Daniel chapter 9, verse 26, Zechariah 12, verse 10. There are also useful passages in the New Testament, the whole book of Hebrews, especially the 9th and 10th chapter, and the 7th chapter, 25th to 28th verses, and the whole Gospel of Matthew. A great many Jews today are inquiring into the claims of Jesus of Nazareth and are open to approach upon the subject. The great difficulty in the way of the Jew coming out as a Christian is the terrible persecution which he must endure if he does. This difficulty can be met by the passages already given under the head of those who are afraid of persecution. Note, there are a number of good tracts for Jews which can be had from the Miles May Mission to the Jews, 79 Mile Maid Road, London. C. Spiritualist. Leviticus 19:31, Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 through 12, 2 Kings 21, verse 1, 2, and 6, 1 Chronicles 10:13, Isaiah 8, verses 19 through 20, 1 John 4, 1 through 3, 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 9 through 12, are passages to be used with this class. In dealing with all classes of deluded people, it is well to begin by using John chapter 7, verse 17, and bring them to a place where they heartily desire to know the truth. There is no hope of bringing a man out of his delusion unless he desires to know the truth.